Thank you. Larry Crabb, for those of you who don't know, is a a Christian counselor and writer who's been around since the 70s. And about 10 or 15 years ago, he came out with a fairly radical statement for a Christian counselor to make. And this is, these are not his words. This is my spin, my take on what he was talking about. His approach now is basically that what we need as Christians, what we as a church need, is not more Christian counselors. We need better small groups. A big emphasis, or I would say the emphasis of his ministry, is that the way God works in our lives, in our personal struggles and just issues in our own lives, the way God works through relationships, we all have some relationships that are difficult, that involve stress, that maybe we try to avoid. We have other relationships that are just kind of neutral. We'd like them to be better. And we have some relationships that are really good, but we want them to be even better than that. And the way that happens, primarily, is through each other, through the body. So this video series we'll be doing this summer, I'll give you some more details in a minute, but it's primarily going through, or it's based on a book called Soul Talk that he wrote about 10 years ago. I don't know if some of you may have read it, but the video series is pretty much an extension or expansion of that. So what I want to do now, there's about a six-minute video here, and these are just some clips that I selected because they are clips that have been very helpful and meaningful and powerful to me. Just as a point of information, Donna and I have been through this series more times than we can count. We've been through it with a couple of small groups. We find it very powerful, and so go ahead and watch these clips, and then I want to say a few more words, and then I'll be done.
I want to welcome you to the Reach the Heart experience. We recorded the entire conference that New Way Ministries presents, and then we divided the conference into 12 presentations of about 30 minutes each, and then we added some commentary that will help you follow the flow of the weekend and highlight the points that we just don't want you to miss. As I led this weekend experience, there was one question that was just burning in my heart. And the question is this: what's missing in the Christian life? Why are we not changing the way we want to change? How does God reach our hearts and spiritually form us? And then how do we relate to other people in our small groups, in our Sunday school classes, in our friendships, in our families? How do we relate to other people in ways that gives God the opportunity through us to change their hearts as well?
And as we start to think about how we can reach somebody else's heart, I want you to keep in mind a very simple beginning principle that bears consideration. The principle is this, that the more God shows us how subtly self-obsessed we are, the more God shows us how in our relational interactions we're really operating out of the energy of self-obsession. I'm more concerned about me than about you, which is the opposite of love. The more God shows me how self-obsessed I am, the more I'm going to see how I'm contributing to the difficult relationships in my life. The more I'm going to be less inclined to blame my husband, my wife, my child, my dad, my mom, my friend, my colleague, my pastor, the more I'm going to be less inclined to blame somebody else for the mess that's going on in my life, and the more I'm going to see that there really is a large logjam in my own eye that's keeping me from seeing clearly into somebody else's life. The more God shows me how self-obsessed I am, the more I'm going to see my contribution to difficult relationships, to bad relationships, and the result of seeing my contribution, my self-obsession in the way I relate, the result of that is going to be to cling to the God of grace, the only one who can see me and put up with me. The only one who actually wants me and sees me at my worst and actually sings. Nobody can love me quite like that except God. So the more I'm aware of my self-obsession, the more obsessed I'm going to become with a God who really can change me. What does it mean for us to get together with each other and to allow God to reach our hearts? Allow God to reach our hearts until we come to the point of realizing that so much of the energy behind our relating really is self-obsessed. And that when we see that, to in brokenness, no longer take the position, well, why don't you see things a certain way? Well, why do you treat me that way? But to realize there's something fundamentally ugly about that. There's something fundamentally ugly about dominating conversation with complaints. There's something fundamentally ugly about narcissistically always wanting to talk about yourself. There's something fundamentally that comes out of self-obsession in all of this. And as we begin to see more and more of how our pleasant, superficial relationships have nothing to do with godliness, then maybe in our brokenness, we'll realize that there's a potential within each of us that so far exceeds what we've dreamed of, that we'll start moving to that, knowing that by the time we die, we're never going to get there. But we're going to want to be there, and we're going to come a little bit closer. And then the world's going to say, according to John 17, then the world's going to say, there's a reality in their life that we know nothing about, because they're able to go into tense, difficult relationships and to stay loving in the middle of the process. I think in the middle of 1,000 mistakes, a few of the things that maybe God led me to do, one I think was this, to say to my son during the height of his rebellion, I want you to understand something. You have the power to keep me crying every night. You really do have that power. But you don't have the power to stop me from worshiping God or loving your mother or loving you. You don't have that power. Because I'm independent of you, because my life is built in God, not in you. You simply have no power. There's a strength in me that you cannot defeat, that you cannot control, and I'm not going to give in to you just for the sake of peace. I'm tired of it all. No, there's a strength in me you really can't control, because my goal is not to enjoy you. I long to enjoy you, and I hurt when I can't. But my goal is to dance with God and reflect Him in all of my relationships. So you have no power to destroy me.
The experience that you're about to enter has profoundly changed the lives of a lot of people. Real change in real community. Many eyes have been opened to see that there really is a new way to live. And as you engage with this conference, as you engage with these 12 presentations, it's my prayer, it's my hope, that you will come to believe even more deeply that there really is a new way to live. And this new way can lead you into a deep, authentic, genuine encounter with God.
I think that'll give you just a flavor of what this is like. The videos are about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes in some cases each. And so the goal is that we'll be meeting this summer on actually two groups, a Wednesday night group, probably with a potluck ahead of time, which will be fun, and then also a Sunday group. And we're not sure exactly when that would meet, but if Wednesday nights are not convenient, or you can't make it, or you can't get out in the evenings, we'll try to accommodate that with a Sunday group as well. And essentially, we're going to watch the videos, spend some time talking about it as a large group, and then divide up into smaller groups and actually start seeing what it's like to do what one of his phrases that I really like is to have conversations that matter. Conversations where we can be very aware and alert to, what is God doing here? What's God doing in me? What's God doing in the person I'm talking to, whether it's in a small group setting or with a friend over coffee or with a complete stranger at a coffee shop? I mean, the idea of how do I have conversations that matter? That would be the tagline I would leave with you if you leave with nothing else. Debbie has put together this great sign-up sheet and this little very brief description that I would encourage you to take a look at, to read. And we ask you to sign up so we can begin planning for childcare and so we can begin planning the small groups. The idea would be that you'd be in a small group that would stay the same for the whole summer, because this is obviously a very relational experience, not just the content, but there's a relational aspect. that you'll be with the same people during the whole summer. So we'd like to be able to start setting those up as early as possible. So I encourage you to sign up early. I think this is going to be a great experience for us as a church. At the end of the video, he mentioned lives that have been changed, and I would put myself in that category. This has been one of the, I don't keep track, but one of the top three or four influences in my Christian life in the last 40 years. So I would encourage you to, if you have questions, please ask me. But I'm going to be showing the video out on a loop out in the coffee area, so if there was something that you didn't pick up or you wanted to see again, that's fine. But feel free to ask me questions. But even more so, I would encourage you to ask any of the elders or their wives. We are going through this right now. The 10 of us are going through this right now, the five elders and our wives. And I would rather you ask them. I mean, you know what I think about it, but you should ask them to see how it's affected them, what they think about it, and kind of draw your conclusions from that. Thanks.